Adrian Moore from the Reason Foundation joins the company now. All right, Adrian, we've got city managers all across California holding a meeting in Sacramento today. We're saying that they are circling their wagons. We also hear that the small communities in California are being deluged with inquiries from citizens. How much are you paying your public officials? Are you prepared to say that the Bell movement is spreading?
Yeah, I think the repercussions are certainly spreading. It's waking people up to the fact that they haven't been paying attention to how much these public servants are getting paid. I mean, how long were these guys getting those salaries in Bell before someone finally noticed and the whole thing exploded? Well, quite a few years, as it turns out. So people are wondering, well, is that happening in my community too? And so people are starting to look, which is a good thing. At least we're getting one good outcome from this.
Now, I just want to roll a quick bite from Willie Brown, former mayor of San Francisco and Speaker of the House in Sacramento. I just want to roll that because he was on our program yesterday, and he said, yeah, pretty much the same thing. Yeah, this thing is spreading. Just roll it for a second.
The Jeff Hodachi measure that you referred to at the outset of the program, i.e. employees contributing a certain amount of money to the pension fund greater than has been previously negotiated. Yes, there is that kind of attitude and movement throughout the state of California.
All right, Adrian, he is saying essentially that the outrage from Bell, spreading as it is, could have an effect on pensions of existing California state workers and future hires in California. In other words, there is an effect already from Bell.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, before the Bell scandal broke, there had already been, the outrage had reached a level where we are going to see this fall in the election a lot of local votes on changing the pension system for new hires. The Bell scandal has just given that a huge amount of momentum. So I predict that most of those measures will pass easily, largely fueled by anger over Bell.
Last one, Adrian. If you look at it on a statewide basis, is the Bell effect having any impact on the governor's race and the Senate race? Is it more favorable to Republicans or Democrats? How's it work out politically?
You know, it might work out a little bit more favorably to Meg Whitman just because Jerry Brown has had his wagon hitched to the public sector unions for decades, and everyone knows that. He's pretty upfront about being pro-union. So to the extent this is a backlash against that, that may affect a lot of how the independents choose between him and Meg Whitman. So I think it will have a role in the election. I don't know how huge it'll be by November because people's anger, unfortunately, cools off pretty quick.
Unfortunately. You just want to stoke the fires, don't you, Adrian? I can tell.
Yeah.
I can tell. All right,
yes.
Adrian Moore, All Things California, but today joining us from the Carolinas. Adrian, thanks very much indeed. Good to